for Sunday, the 5th of May, 2024. This is Food in 5 Minutes, the part of the Kenon Food Podcast that brings you 5 food stories from the world of Ireland and beyond from over the past 7 days or so, all served up in 5 minutes or less. My name is Ken McGuire. It's the Maybank holiday weekend in Ireland. It's Kilkenny Roots Festival time. It's Foodie Fest time. The sun is shining. The coffee is on. And wherever you are in the world, I hope that you're in good form. Let's take a dive into this week's stories. Up first is news this week of a new pilot initiative aiming to bring the community of Bagmallstown in County Carlow together through the joy of gardening and sustainable living. It was launched at the start of this week. It's funded by Healthy Carlow and called My Garden, My Fork. The project offers families the opportunity to get their hands dirty and grow their own fruits and veg. Each family involved is going to receive a pack containing everything that they're going to need to get started, along with guidance from horticulturalist Dee Sewell, who has been blogging for years at greensideup.ie. You can find out more via the Healthy Carlow Facebook page or by contacting Carlow County Council with links and notes in the newsletter and on the blog today at kenonfood.com. Now, since its launch on the 1st of February this year, Ireland's deposit return scheme has seen over 76 million cans and bottles returned, with an estimated 13 million euros worth of deposits sent back to shoppers, but millions more are sitting unclaimed. This is according to RTE this week. If you haven't noticed it already, drinks, cans and bottles now come with an additional deposit charge added at checkout. It's 15 cent or 25 cent per item, depending on the size of the bottle or the can, and it all adds up. In my case this week, I needed to get a 6-pack of water for work. Six-pack of water bottles in Aldi was roughly €2.49, and at the checkout it added an additional €1.80. So, if you still haven't experienced it, just be mindful. Now, I finished two of the bottles. I probably binned one. I held on to another. Will I get to reclaim the deposit? Time will tell. But I'm not the only one that's waiting, because according to report, the aforementioned 76 million cans and bottles returned represent just 16% of what has been sold, meaning that there's a potential €65 million in deposits sitting unclaimed somewhere. It's an interesting read. You can check out the link in the show notes and online at kenonfood.com for more details. In a boost for cafes and restaurants this week that offer curbside dining around the country, fees for street furniture are being waived for the rest of the year. The Minister for Housing, Local Government and Heritage, Dara O'Brien, announced the news at the start of the week, seeking to extend the regulations around street furniture as support for hotels, restaurants, pubs and cafes, resulting in a potential saving to businesses of £125 per table. You can get more details today through gov.ie and at kenonfood.com. On the fast food side of things, from the US, with disposable income in the country in decline, pressure is mounting on global fast food giants to roll out price cuts and promotions to get inflation-hit customers back through their doors. This is according to Reuters. It comes off the back of weak sales being reported by McDonald's, Starbucks and other big chains. Now, they're not losing massive money. They've just seen a slowing in growth. I wouldn't be surprised if it does come to pass in Ireland as well, with one recent trip to an unnamed fast food chain setting me back a shade over £50 for 2 adult meals and 1 child's meal. Just let that sink in for a second. The US Consumer Confidence Index fell for a 3rd consecutive month in April, according to a survey conducted by research group The Conference Board, which also found that the first place that Americans are looking to save money on is meals away from the home. It makes sense. There's some good reading, some good facts and figures, all in the show notes and online at kenonfood.com. And lastly this week from the UK, Bite Back, which is a Jamie Oliver campaign group, has found the 10 biggest producers that reel in young shoppers with attention-grabbing colours and cartoons, suggesting that, quote-unquote, unethical junk food packaging manipulates children into craving sweets. According to a report in The Guardian, the research analysed 262 sweet food products sold in the UK with packaging likely to appeal to children. Of those products, it found that 78% were deemed unhealthy because of their fat, salt or sugar content, 67% of those featuring a character were also unhealthy, and 80% on the packaging front used bright colours as well as fun patterns and lettering in order to attract children's attention. You can read the article titled Unethical Food Packaging Manipulates Children into Craving Sweets, report claims, through The Guardian, and I've got links in the show notes and online at kenonfood.com. If you'd like some extra reading or more stories for your Sunday and for the week ahead, be sure to join the newsletter. It's a freebie. It's available at kenonfood.substack.com. I've got stories in there this week from a new restaurant refurbishment in Cork, the rising cost of a cup of coffee in Ireland, some of the best places to go in Ireland for cocktails and more. There's also a ton of Mexican-inspired recipes, because today, being the 5th of May, we'll see a lot of Cinco de Mayo coverage. We've got a new podcast pick for this week and loads more as well. kenonfood.substack.com with a newsletter dropping in your inbox around about 7 o'clock every Sunday morning, except for today, because it's the Sunday of the Maybank holiday. and the Kilkenny Roots Festival is in full swing, and Foodie Fest is underway, and so much more. Whatever you do this week, eat well, look after yourself, and I'll talk to you again next Sunday. Take care.